Let us now take a listen to something slightly more different, inshallah. Tell us what you think. 0829-913-913. What does this make you feel?
It's just different.
The enemy laughs, they think they won. Yell for time, open up, run victory with a
through every dark stage, dark road, dark place, dark soul fee. You gave me Afia Noor, you got nothing to prove. Ya Al-Qayyum, Ashhadu, there's no God but you. Lord of the heaven, earth, moon, sea, Lord of the universe too. Yeah, he gave me this gift to share the message to anyone he deems fit, to any ear that needs this, to the deen flows on this earth like rivers and streams. Are you ready for the shift? Are you ready for the second coming of Isa?
Ooh,
are you looking for food? Well, the Quran never left me starving. Don't be fooled by these worldly bargains. Our faith be their targets. Remember, evil had a promise. Take us off the path, take us from our God and leave us in torment. Most beloved creation was an orphan. I can breathe in this deen, and this deen is as deep as an ocean. As it keeps creeping deeper, and my soul to the spew, love and emotion, love, gratitude, magnitude, love and mercy.
Assalamu alaikum. You're also listening to Voice of the Cape Radio, and those were the beautiful sounds of a track titled Afia by an artist who will be releasing a 17-track record at exactly 9 minutes after 9 next Thursday on the 25th of March. None other than Mr. Benjamin Musa and his fellow creative Dhakira Muhammad and his wife. May I say, and the last time we spoke to you, Dhakira, you released your book, MashaAllah, to all the success that you have, you know, been bestowed upon since then.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Bismillah. الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم اني اسالك العافيه في الدين والدنيا والاخره. I think the last time I came here, I started with Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiya, and I believe that afiya is there to play afiya here tonight.
Yes.
So we've just come full circle, man. We've just come full circle. Shukran for having us here, guys.
It's so nice to have you guys in the studio.
Yeah. So yes, I you know, I'm so excited that you are here, because I did listen to that podcast where you said, I think it's 5 bobbling heads, where you said you weren't doing any interviews, and I told Tahira just to be able to have you in studio, mashallah, I'm so grateful for that. But how have you been, and how is the transition been from Kingslave Bodice to Benjamin Musa, where you find yourself right now?
Bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was to give him one. I was to give him one. You guys can't have it all. Okay, so the change was swift. Mm-hmm. And I feel that a lot of, from the outside, it seems fast. For me, it seems the pace Allah decrees. Mm-hmm. So that, I can say, for me, it felt in as... For my wife, she's seen the whole process, mm-hmm. the changeover from being a Christian and then reverting. It was just, it felt very natural.
Yeah.
Fluent. Allahu Akbar. That's basically, that's all I can say. Allah is great. The way He guided. And you know, this is what I realized something as well. You really think that you're searching. Mm-hmm. I always said I was searching. when I reverted, I came to the realization I was guided.
Sure.
It's a personal invitation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm humbled by that.
Alhamdulillah. Okay.
And then can I just say, I mean, I've met Dhakira twice before, and if anyone were to help you on this path, it would be Dhakira. Subhanallah. The woman that she is and the knowledge that she encompasses, I feel like she makes it look so easy. And even for you, I'm so in awe when I watch you, how quickly you are able to remember certain ayahs, certain hadiths. And I mean, we've been born into the religion, alhamdulillah. And for us, it's still difficult. But you know, you made that transition seem so swift. But like you said, it was an invitation. So mashallah to the both of you.
Definitely.
That mazhar makes me like really, like my heart is really, really warm and really, you know, subhanAllah, that Allah would even think of using me as a vessel, because that's all we are. We're just vessels. And I think my heart is filled with so much joy and so much mahabba, so much love, because I see Allah's love when he allows Binyamin's mind to open for him. You know, it's not having me as a teacher, because I don't, like Binyamin says, we don't like to be put on a pedestal. It's merely my journey through life and what I've learned, subhanAllah, that's relatable enough for him to catch on as quickly as he does.
And speaking of, you know, according to my fangirl of a sister Nika here, you know, apart from your track, this is Essay, the track that has gained the most traction is this one. Yes. Afia. So yes, tell us more about how your transition back to Islam impacted your audience. How has that reaction been?
Well, look, I never feared. That was the last ego death. One of the most recent ego deaths I had was letting go of that king slave, that king pot. When you realize, no, that was my ego winning over me. When it came to me, when someone came to me at a coffee shop and said, why did you name yourself king? Don't you know that every man that has proclaimed himself king has fallen? And I really took that to heart, and Allah really put on my heart that evening. Even though it was a battle, my wife was there. I was like, I don't know if I should.
Yeah.
I'm scared to lose fans. I realize I'm not scared to lose fans. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was it. Changed the name. And yes, as I said, other people could see it as fast. I felt so normal. It's a normal pace for me. So,
I really like that. And sister, you know, I brought you in also because, you know, I wanted you two to touch on your union, and we will get to your album in a moment, my brother. But, you know, as an outsider watching your journey, I found even the simplicity of your wedding incredibly beautiful. So I want you both to depart a few words of advice for our youth in terms of following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah. I think, For someone to even like have me represent this to the youth, subhanAllah, we just went with what was in our hearts. I need everyone to know that Binyamin and I never dated. You know, we never dated. We were always just really good friends, and we knew that there was a connection. And when we knew that there was the connection, and he became Muslim on the Wednesday, he told me, he said, look, I don't want to sin, man. And I was like, yo.
That was one of it, but Allah granted me contentment. In the situation.
Yeah.
That's why the question could sound, you know, society says if someone talks about marriage, most times people go back and they're like, oh, let me think about it. Do I have this in order? Do I have this in order? I didn't have that feeling. My heart, my soul was just saying, go with
Tawakkul.
It. Tawakkul.
Yeah.
And,
And to bring it into back to perspective, into our youth today, you know, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, subhanAllah, they didn't have all this langdradige dating.
They didn't have this engagement
parties and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that if you by the means, subhanAllah, and that's how you want to do it, tafadhal, you know what I mean? Like, bismillah, each to their own.
Yes.
But, you know, Binyamin and I, when we decided to get married, we told ourselves that our vows were that we will be in service to Allah. That's our vow for marriage. Like, our marriage will be a reminder of Deen, you know, and that's the contract that we took with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, and, you know, from there, like, Allah has just been good and kind. And like I said, just to bring it back into perspective, there's no such a thing that you have to date for 5 years or 10 years, because alhamdulillah, this should be a testament that we have our challenges, but if you have Allah in your life, then any challenge is just a molehill instead of a mountain.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think people forget that you can only learn your partner through marriage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yes, tell us about this upcoming album of yours and what message are you trying to get across, but also what has it taught you, the process of creating this album?
Wow. Great question. This album is 17 tracks, and the first album I did was 17 tracks. And I thought I'm going to link my journey to my previous project, or more so just show the evolution. My first album I felt was my revolution, and the second is the evolution. I'm going to drop it out. Now it's the evolution. It's the
pause.
It's my job, girl. It's my job. So this album, I had to find a way to reach the modern ears, the ears that can be easily lost. Why do I say easily lost? Because when you're an artist that's not any way pushing the deen or at least giving dawah.
Or a good message, or a righteous message.
Mm-hmm. You can see what it can do to a society or your community or a fan base. And ultimately, that's why certain artists are given those honors. You know, Allah gives honor and dishonor to who He wills.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a power to that, some sort of responsibility, but it must be taken with the most humble nature. So with regards to this album, I decided that the concept is ego death.
Mm.
And then the second concept will be Noor. Mm-hmm. Because when you start defeating your ego, you start getting the Noor.
Mm.
And the third concept was mercy, mm-hmm. the mercy of Allah. So this project, it's not braggadocious. It's just me explaining my journey through my lyrical ability.
Mm. MashaAllah.
For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm. And you also come after Maghrib on the release date on March 25th. Mm. Tell us what people can expect out of your music, inshallah.
That's a difficult one. You know why it's difficult? It's difficult because there's no precedence of this.
Yeah, it's something that has.
I can't say there's been precedence of it.
Yet. Can I just say, like, I've listened to a lot of, obviously growing up, we listen to music, mm-hmm. and I've listened to also a lot of Anasheed, you know, growing mm-hmm. up. I have never ever heard a sonic experience Islamically done this way before. Mm-hmm. It's not just a rap album. Mm. It's an evolution. It's taking every single experience
mm-hmm.
and making it a journey of deen. And I think that is the most phenomenal thing. I was laying in bed earlier and I was actually having anxiety myself. He wasn't with me.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came in, I said, oh my word, Bukhi, like, you know, I'm actually having anxiety, subhanAllah, because as a Muslim, I know what it's doing to my spirit, because I'm thinking mm-hmm. about how it's going to be released, and I'm listening, I'm going over the lyrics mm-hmm. in my head,
mm-hmm.
and I can only feel and make dua that everyone receives it with an open heart and an open mind and with no ego, because we are trying to defeat our egos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah. My brother, unfortunately, we are running out of time. So yes. Quickly it went. But tell us where people can get a hold of your album, inshallah, when it does come out.
So all major streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Alice. But malice. And we will do hard copies. We are planning hard copies for the performance. I am trying to throw a performance. It is set up already for the 4th of April.
Yes.
It's Sunday as well. That's the Ego Death, the Sonic Show. It's a more theatrical one-man show representation of the album and my journey.
Yeah, so that will be at Eco Village on mm-hmm. the 4th of April, inshallah.
Yes. Yes.
Ticket prices and everything, you guys can go on to Benjamin's page. Everything is on there. It's 120 a ticket, limited seats available.
Yes.
So it's really just a sonic experience of his whole journey before Ramadan. So he can also give us tahiyas to go into Ramadan as warriors this time. And, you know what I mean, inshallah. Yes. And with no ego, going into Ramadan with no ego, mm-hmm. because of learning how to defeat your ego.
That is so important. So you can make room for the Noor.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair so much for joining us in studio, my beloveds.
Yes, and with that, we will head out for our ad break. And when we get back, we have our donation of motivation.